This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We reached out to the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach this morning just to check in on those container ship traffic jams we have been telling you about. A new record as of yesterday, 63 ships with hundreds of thousands of containers full of stuff just floating around at anchor, waiting to come in and unload. And if you are thinking right now, you know, that's got to have ripple effects through the rest of the economy, you would be right. And as Marketplace's Caroline Champlin reminds us, L.A. and Long Beach are not the only ports in this country that are jammed up.
An airline pilot was flying over the port of L.A. when he took a picture and sent it to his neighbor, Zach Rogers. He's a professor of supply chain management at Colorado State University.
There was 40 ships that I was able to count sitting in San Pedro. I mean, he took the picture because he was thinking, this is totally unusual.
Lately, it hasn't been. Ports all up and down California have been dealing with delays. Rogers says he doesn't think the congestion will go away on its own.
People waiting for demand to come back down are going to be waiting for a very long time.
For one, he says, warehouse capacity should expand. Elsewhere in the country, the ports of New York and New Jersey are close to capacity. Sam Ruda is a director at the Port Authority.
Yes, we are always acutely aware space on the terminal is not infinite.
Ruda says the port hasn't had a big backlog of ships like LA's, only four at Anchorage yesterday. But getting trucks out of the port has been slow.
So we've had periods when it's been difficult, the lines have been long.
Importers may want to reconsider which ports they're using, says Margaret Kidd, a professor of supply chain and logistics at the University of Houston.
I mean, if I was running the import operations for a major corporation, I would certainly think about congestion and where there are pockets of ease in entering the U.S. markets.
She says Savannah, Charleston, and Houston, where she is, could be good alternatives, even for cargo coming across the Pacific. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.